Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Last November, the Missouri National Recreation River Water Trail was added to the National Water Trail System. The designation applies to 147 miles of the river between the spillways at Fort Randall Dam to the Channeled River in Sioux City, Iowa. Designation of National Water Trails helps to strengthen local efforts for recreation, conservation, and restoration of America's waterways and surrounding lands. Jared Beese is a South Dakota journalist, paddler, and event organizer. He has a story in the latest issue of South Dakota Magazine about kayaking the Missouri River from source to mouth. He's with us here in our Vermilion studios for more about kayaking the river and some of the spring and summer events on the Missouri. And Jared, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks a lot.
Well, before we talk about the upcoming events and competitions, what does it mean that this part of the Missouri River has been added to the National Recreation River Water Trail? What does that mean for paddling enthusiasts like yourself?
Well, I think when a national designation like that is received, that it makes something that maybe some of us who live close to the Missouri River and maybe take it for granted, it makes it something larger than life, larger than it actually even is. And what I mean by that is if you and I went on vacation together and hiked a portion of the Appalachian Trail, we might not hike the whole thing, but we'd come away with a piece of that larger, that backbone of the East Coast, if you will. And I think the National Water Trail will be that same sort of magnet for paddlers around North America, that they'll want to take a piece of that away by getting on that water, paddling it, and having some fun with it. I know in talking with National Park Service staff in Yankton, they really see it as a boon. There's only 14 national water trails in the U.S., so it is a truly unique piece of water that we have here in the Southeast.
How would you describe that stretch of the river?
Well, it's the most realistic to what the river was when it was wild. It is probably the only piece that you can really get that sense of what explorers, Native Americans, people who made the river their home, traversed, how they used it. And that's kind of what we do here in the 21st century, emulate a little bit of the Native experience and, of course, Lewis and Clark and fur traders who moved up and down it.
How active are canoers and kayakers on the Missouri River? Is this something that's kind of growing, or is there a strong community there?
There is. South Dakota Canoe and Kayak Association has a couple hundred members loosely affiliated all over the state. Black Hills Paddlers is another organization. I think Charles Michael Ray is a member of that organization. So there are quite a few of us. It's a growing sport, I think, because people really looking for something other than a run, maybe other than a ride on a bike. And there's a lot of great water in South Dakota, especially on the Missouri River. It's one of those things that, almost guaranteed that if you paddle once, especially in a kayak, that it won't be your first and last time. It'll probably just be the first. It's an amazing opportunity to really get to explore the Missouri River because it is a treasure in many ways. And there's just so many little ins and outs, little inlets. The stretch between Fort Randall Dam and Springfield is completely unique to the stretch between Yankton and Sioux City. I mean, there are some similarities, but a lot of differences as well. And I think that's why it's so alluring to people who get out there and experience it.
Well, what's alluring about it to you?
I think it's there's the anxiety of especially like I was out Saturday and water temps are in the 40s. And so you put your hand in the water, it feels like you're out on Lake Superior. And then the air temps were in the low 70s. So, you were okay, but there was that tension that went with, if you ended up in the water, it was going to be a shock and potentially dangerous, especially if the air temps were lower. And I think there's a majestic, calming tranquility to that experience, yet at the same time, you're on a huge, living, powerful river. And so that combination, I think, is why I like to get back out on there, because while it's relaxing, it there's still a sense of underlying anxiety, that current, if you will, that really kind of keeps you on your toes and makes you not get too complacent or too relaxed when you're on the water.
When does the canoeing, kayaking season really begin, or can you do much during the winter?
Well, there are some hardy souls across South Dakota who paddle 12 months in the year. If you have a wetsuit or a dry suit, that's usually the best choice when that water and air temperature together are less than 120 degrees. That's kind of the magic number, as we like to say. If typically April is when you'll start to see, once the ice comes off, people will don those dry suits, wetsuits, and get out on the water. with our event, South Dakota Kayak Challenge coming up Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people getting ready for that, doing some training, getting out on the water so they have those miles, that hay in the barn, so to speak, so that they're ready come May 24th, 7 a.m.
We have a question. This is actually from Charles Michael Ray. You mentioned him. He says that there's a group in Sioux Falls proposing a new whitewater park on the Big Sioux River with small dams that create waves for kayak and other types of river surfing. The same idea has been proposed in Rapid City and Spearfish. This is getting away from the Missouri River, but
That's fine.
Have you heard of this, and would it be a good idea?
Yeah, I think it'd be a great idea. There's communities in Iowa that have done that. That have had a lot of success, because it's not just for the canoe and kayak enthusiast who loves whitewater. I mean, it can be done up as a recreational attraction, because you can be put it together with rafts where you have people that have no paddling skill whatsoever, but they come out with a guide and they kind of go through it almost like an amusement park ride, using natural resource to create that sort of recreational endeavor. Mitchell is the young man from Sioux Falls area that is really leading the charge and working with a lot of agencies, gathering a lot of allies together in an effort to try to get that whitewater dream a reality in Sioux Falls. It would be great. And I think it would just be a place people could learn the sport. It's kind of like learning to scuba dive in South Dakota and then going to Belize. It's one of those things where once you get a taste for it, then your next thing you know, you'll be in Colorado or up in the Duluth area hitting some of their whitewater, or, you know, all over the United States.
We're talking with Jarrett Beese here on Dakota Midday, talking about canoeing and kayaking the Missouri River, among other things. Let's talk about some of the events that are coming up. You mentioned the Memorial Day, the South Dakota Kayak Challenge, and that's a 72-mile race from Yankton to Sioux City.
Yes, sir. The South Dakota Kayak Challenge is in its fifth year. It is a 30-hour event, so we built it in that way so that there's no timed cutoffs. So people do have, you know, even if you took part, Carl, and you got to Vermilion, you wanted to stop for the night, you could come back out, start at that same spot, and finish the next day by 1 p.m. We built it that way to attract a lot of people. We started 5 years ago. We had about 80 that took part. We already have more than that signed up for this year's event, so we're really excited. And we're also excited because the National Park Service will be doing the ribbon cutting, the official designation of the water trail, with our racers that'll be in Riverside Park in Yankton on Friday night, May 23rd. It's a great event because it brings a lot of community folks out who maybe are interested in paddling but don't really want to, you know, take on 72 miles of the Missouri National Recreational River. And they get that contact high, I think, from watching the teams go down, cheering them on, kind of like you would if you were at a marathon, like the Boston Marathon going on today. You know, that you get that same sort of enthusiasm from being a spectator or being a volunteer and helping those people that have traveled so far to come and take part. We've got a young fellow coming down from Winnipeg, another one from Calgary, a gal coming out from Rhode Island, folks coming from all over North America just to see the Missouri National Recreational River and take part in that event.
Another event that is coming up in July, this is a 50-mile race from Pickstown to Springfield.
Yes, sir. The Fort to Field 50 Paddle Battle is a new event. Inaugural run is going to be July 19th. And with the National Water Trail designation, we wanted to put that spotlight that we've put on the 59-mile stretch on the more western stretch. And all the pieces came together this year so that we can make that happen. We've got a tremendous amount of support from a number of groups, including the Isaac Walton League of America, who's our lead sponsor. And it's all the money that is raised through that event, after we pay for the cost for the river, will go back into river education and cleanup programs. So it's a win-win for people get a tax break, and if they take part, their money will be going to a good cause, supporting keeping the river clean and teaching young people about its beauty and what's available for them.
And the Fort to Field 50 Paddle Battle, that's something that you organized or
yes,
helped
sir.
Organize?
Yes, sir. I have partners with the in the South Dakota Kayak Challenge, a great team, a lot of great people involved in that. And South Dakota Canoe and Kayak Association helped sponsor and organize and provide volunteers for both those events. This year, it just seemed like a good opportunity to get the Fort to Field 50 going. It gets its name from Fort Randall to Springfield, and a lot of community support from Bonham County, Charles Mix County, Springfield, all up and down that stretch. People saying, "Yeah, let's bring some people here and have some fun with this stretch of the river, probably the most remote piece of wild water in South Dakota."
Is it hard to get something like this off the ground for that inaugural year? Do you have like a base of people that are enthusiasts about it?
Well, I think the audience is there because there's just so many more. I mean, you see more people with boats on their cars or racks on their cars or people that are trying it on a lake, and then they're looking to take that next step. And the Missouri River really is that next step for so many paddlers because they train on the Big Sioux or on a lake, and they want to step up to another level without having to travel to the Great Lakes or out to the coast. And it's right here in our backyard in Vermilion. And I think the Fort Defield 50 will grow steadily, and it's a shorter event. It's 50 miles, and people have about 15 hours to finish that. So there's an opportunity to, you know, have some celebration at the end in Springfield, show off their newly renovated marina and the hard work that Game Fish and Parks and the Bonham Bass Club put together in order to make that happen. So it's really a case of these organized events are a way to bring more people in to share with them what a lot of us who paddle these waters regularly know and love and say, hey, you know, come check it out.
How long have you been paddling the Missouri River?
I started in 1999.
Okay.
So about, I guess that's 15 years.
Oh, so what got you started?
Well, I had friends who lived on Lake Minnetonka in Twin Cities that had kayaks, showed me what it was all about. And then when I moved back here, I bought my own boat. And then Chad Cadwell was a fellow, him and another Greg Jones ran a small outfitter out of Vermilion for a while. And they were doing a press trip, and I was a young reporter who happened to have a kayak. And I cajoled my bosses, and they said, well, go do a good story. So that was the first foray I had, and it was on the Fort Randall to Springfield stretch.
So how much of the Missouri River have you been able to explore?
Everything basically from Little Bend to Iowa. So I haven't been up in the Bridge City up in Mobridge yet, but it's on the list. I've paddled Belle Fouche, Cheyenne Rivers, White River. So I've done my best to try to dip a paddle blade everywhere I can. So.
And then, as I mentioned, in the South Dakota Magazine, you write about a couple of people that have done the whole river.
Yeah, and that was a great opportunity. I really appreciate Bernie and Katie giving me an opportunity to do that story. The people who do the Missouri River as a whole, they really herald the fact that when they came through South Dakota, they had some really great hospitality, great people who hosted them, provided them a cold beer or a place to sleep outside of the bugs and the heat of our summers. And most of them, I know Janet Moreland, hers was a historic endeavor. She was the first woman to do that full length solo. And she did it not only from Montana down to St. Louis, but she went on down to the Gulf of Mexico. So just to be able to meet a person like that, willing to spend the many months mm-hmm. in the cockpit of a kayak, it's a neat opportunity for paddlers. We like to maybe not emulate exactly what they do, but at least get to meet them and help them out or help them get around the dams when they get to that, or just be a good host.
So you're not ready to make that trip?
Yeah, I love a long paddle, but that's a little long for me. It's fun to write about, but that's enough, I think.
Well, before we let you go, another event we should mention, the Riverboat Days Kayak Run, that's coming up in August.
Yes, August 16th. That's a fun run, and people who heard those other ones and said they sound kind of crazy. This one is for everybody. We're going to have more than 100 people involved in it this year. We had almost 60 people the first year, and we only started it 6 weeks out from Riverboat Days. Riverboat Days Committee has asked us to come back. Riverboat Days is a huge Yankton festival, and we put people on the river during Riverboat Days with our little event. It's basically a six-mile run. You can finish it in an hour if you want to race, a couple hours if you just want to kind of cruise it. It's a great little run. We'd love to have anybody. And that's, we had 7- and 8-year-old kids that were taking part in that last year. So, and then, you know, we had some steely racers who had done, you know, 340-mile events and that sort of thing as well. So it's just a great event. It's more of a fun run style than a real harsh competition, but love to have people come down. We paddle from just below Gavin's Point Dam near Chief White Crane State Rec area, and then we land at Paddle Wheel Point and go right by the festivities in Riverside Park in Yankton.
And Jarrett, when's the next time you'll get a paddle in the river?
Saturday. I'm hoping Saturday to do the Fort Defield 50 route, or at least part of it, to scout it out and get some photos, increase that awareness for all those who have signed up for it.
Well, Jared, I want to thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your love of the Missouri River and some of the things that are coming up over the next couple of months.
You bet, Carl. Anybody has any questions on any of it, we have websites for both all three races and plenty of information on social media as well. So thank you very much, Carl.
Thank you so much. Jared Bees is a South Dakota paddler, journalist, and event organizer in some of the spring and summer events in the Missouri River we just talked about, the May 24th Kayak Challenge Race from Yankton to Sioux City, the July 19th Fort to Field 50 Paddle Battle, and the August 16th Riverboat Days Kayak Run in Yankton.